politician Brian Corr is from Hobart, not High Rise, and is called in. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon. How are you?
I'm very well, Brian. How are you going?
Not bad. We've got a big meeting tonight, which is we're looking forward to. But just, I was interested in one comment made by Mr. Gutman a few minutes ago. He did say that there would be no residential high-rise, and he specifically used the word residential. But the legislation also includes hotel and office and residential. There won't be any of that. But the legislation doesn't mention retail. It doesn't mention car park, education, medical, visitor accommodation, conference centres, etc. So there are a lot of other uses that could be used to get a high-rise building into the centre of Hobart.
And but the, I mean, when we talk about high-rise, he was pretty definitive, wasn't he, about the fact that the heritage values would be damaged by high-rise, whatever the type.
Yes, it would be. But the problem with legislation, if it's a problem, legislation is law. Law depends a lot on precedent. And if you leave loopholes in when you're designing the law, people will find a way around it. And this law, as it stands, the second round of consultation finished on the 29th of January. We don't know what reaction the government will have to that. We'll know after the election. But I think there's still too many loopholes.
Okay. Brian, I'd be really interested to know how your meeting goes tonight. Do you want to come down to our outdoor broadcast out the front of PW1? We'll be talking planning tomorrow morning with a couple of experts in the field. Love to hear from you as well if you want to drop down and say good day.
Excellent.
Brian Corr from Hobart, not High Rise.